AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Supreme Court's rejection of a conservative attempt to gut President Obama's health care overhaul won't stop Republicans from attacking the law they detest. Their efforts now will be mostly about highlighting the issue for the 2016 presidential and congressional elections. Louisiana Governor and GOP presidential candidate Bobby Jindal.
I think it's time for conservatives to make a case not only for repealing, but how they're going to replace Obamacare. I'm the only candidate that's provided a detailed plan to exactly how we should do that, how we can reduce costs, protect the vulnerable. Let the president have a celebration. The court may have spoken today, but I think the people of America still need to speak.
Retired nurse Janet McGrorty in Milwaukee is speaking and likes what the Affordable Care Act does for her.
Now the premiums are lower. I meet my deductibles. Prescriptions are negligible. And I find that, you know, on a monthly basis, I'm able to save a lot more money.
All nine people aboard a sightseeing plane died in a crash in southeast Alaska. But authorities say stormy weather is preventing the immediate recovery of the bodies. Clint Johnson is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
Basic goal for the first day or so is obviously to be able to get to the site. The only way that they are going to be able to get into this site is via helicopter, Coast Guard helicopter, or a chartered helicopter out of Ketchikan.
The eight passengers were guests on the ship Westerdam and bought the shore excursion through Holland America Lines. President Obama will deliver the eulogy for the Reverend Clemente Pinckney today in the Charleston church where he and eight others were gunned down last week. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
I think the president will be mindful of not just how sad it is that those individuals were taken from us, but also use the occasion to celebrate their lives.
This is AP Radio News. The State Department can't locate 15 work-related emails from Hillary Rodham Clinton's private email server that were released by a congressional committee. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
They consist of a series of would-be intelligence reports passed on to her by longtime political confidant Sidney Blumenthal. But the fact that the emails cannot be located among those that Clinton released raises new questions about her use of a personal email account and server.
In the first overall pick of the NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves selected Kentucky's Karl-Anthony Towns. And it's hard to tell who was more thrilled about it.
My mom and dad, they were just so excited. My sister started crying immediately. My mom started crying. My dad was just very ecstatic. All those times me and him were in the gym, and you see the end result.
Fellow Wildcats did well. Sacramento took center Willie Cauley-Stein with the sixth pick. Utah grabbed Trey Lyles at number 12. Devin Booker followed one spot later to Phoenix. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.